serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are tuned in to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the beaches, FM 94.7.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. It is Wednesday. That means it is Bible study night at Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida. We would love to have you come out and join us as we study the Word of God. Right now, we are going through the book of Exodus, and we're studying a book called Exiting Egypt. It's a devotional that is written by Julie West. We interviewed her a couple of times earlier this year. And I want to invite you out. I mean, we're over halfway through the book. That doesn't mean that you couldn't join us. Because all of these little things, they're not just building upon one another. They are various areas of our life that we address. And, you know, if you can address some of them, that's better than addressing none of them. Would be thrilled if you could join us. We produce a study guide. We've got our Bibles. We've got pens. We've got tables. The only thing that we are missing is you. So if you'd like to come out and join us tonight at 7 p.m., 165 North Grove Street, we would be thrilled to worship or to study the Word of God with you tonight. So we're going to return to John, the 14th chapter. We're going to begin reading in verse number 15. By the way, my name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor the Merritt Assembly of God, and it's an honor to share this time with you Monday through Friday, 8:30 of a morning, 5 o'clock of an evening, here on WMIE, 91.5, Today's Modern Worship. It also airs at 10:30 over on WWBC, 1510 AM, as well as some other frequencies, which are 94.7 FM, 99.9 FM, and 100.7 FM. Those frequencies have different strength levels throughout different parts of the county, and I think it sounds better on the FM than it does on the AM personally, but however you choose to listen, you can also listen on the WMIE app. You can also listen on the TuneIn app. You can go to WMIEFM.com. There's all sorts of different ways that you can listen to the program. So John 14, verse 15, we're going to read on down through verse number 24. Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. A little while longer, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me, because I live, you will live also. On that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him." Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, "Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered and said to him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word. And my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me. So Jesus is talking here about the benefit that we have when we love him and keep his commandments. We guard them, watch over them, study them, obey them, that as a result of that, that Jesus has sent God the Holy Spirit, that he may abide with us forever. Okay? That is such a wonderful promise in this day and time where relationships are treated like most of the other commodities in our world, where they're treated as disposable, to know that God wants to create a relationship with us that is a permanent relationship, not a temporary one. The establishment of that relationship is to create an abiding with us, not just to have a relationship with, but to actually be abiding there and doing life together. Doing life together with God, the Holy Spirit, God's way. I believe that the way of God is a lifestyle. I believe rejecting the way that God has set out for us is a death style. I believe if we reject life, and Jesus is the way, the truth, the life, as one of my men shared a couple of years ago in one of our Bible studies, he was an English teacher. He said, that means it is a definitive article. It's not just one of many. It is the, it's definite. And so when we know that his way is life, and there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death, that means that if we reject God's way, that the path that we choose is going to lead us to separation from him and a lot of misery and heartache and ruin. So the God, the Holy Spirit, is one who's called alongside to help. So one thing I had written down here, I didn't share it on yesterday's program. Love makes sure people have a divine presence in their lives. God wants us having his divine presence in our lives. He creates relationship opportunities, and he also meets our needs. He says that this helper is the Spirit of truth. There is so much deception that goes on in society right now. I literally have my eyes shut at the painful volume of intentionally dishonest behavior and communication that goes on in this world. It has literally changed things that I do. I used to watch news a lot. I can't watch quote unquote news broadcasts anymore because there's so much that is being reported that is not news. It's opinion and propaganda and stuff like that. And I haven't just cut off some of those broadcasts. I've eliminated them all. I had to watch, or I didn't have to, but I chose to watch a local news broadcast during a time of intense weather. And after about 5 minutes, I was like, I'm just going to take my I'm just going to take my own chances and see if I can get updated information, because I just couldn't tolerate the way the news is presented anymore. About the only news that I've seen in 2026 as far as a broadcast was when I was visiting my father, and they were sitting there watching the news, and they had control of the remote. And I was there to spend time with him. So, anyway, I'm thankful that I have access to the Spirit of Truth, and I still keep informed in my own ways, I'm aware of that there's still lots of active distributors of false information out there. That means I'm not hiding my head in the sand. It's just that I'm going to be the one that is controlling what I see and what I hear, and that's a good thing. I believe it's also to remember that the good news from heaven is much more important than the bad news of here on earth. That man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So I believe that if we will avail ourselves more this summer of hearing what God has to say, that we will be better off for it. He says in verse number 17, but you know him. I'm going to make a statement, and I believe it is very, very true. If you disagree with me, that's okay. But I believe that God is greatly misunderstood in 2026. I believe that there are some people who misunderstand Jesus. I believe that there are people who don't believe he was the Son of God. There are people who deny his humanity. There are people who deny his divinity. There are people who just believe he was a good teacher. There are some people who only believe the good things that he says. They don't believe the harsh realities of what an eternity apart from Christ looks like. Jesus is greatly misunderstood. But I believe that in the church, God the Holy Spirit is very, very misunderstood in our modern culture. There are a lot of people, because they have seen some things that made them nervous, that they don't want to have anything to do with God the Holy Spirit. And I will tell you that Jesus sent God the Holy Spirit for our benefit. And he sent him not just so that he could help us, but so that we could know him. And, you know, my path with hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit in a spiritual sense, not in a literal sense. I've never heard him audibly, but just sensed his presence and had things quickened to my heart. I can tell you that my journey hasn't been flawless. But I'm so thankful that God loves me, that even when times when I missed the mark in my journey with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, that he wasn't there to disqualify me. Instead, he was there to educate me, to help me to mature, so that I knew his voice and I knew him better. And I'm so thankful. To the journey to know God is a journey that never ends, and it should never get boring, because life with God is an adventure. So the Holy Spirit is come that we might know him, that for he dwells with you and will be in you. So my wife and I have been married for many, many, many decades. And there are times where we just have conversations that help each other to know the other person better. I do strive to be as good a communicator as I can be, but many times here on the radio, this one got me. Where I was driving down the road, I was listening to the 10:30 broadcast, and I meant to say, when God delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt, and instead I said, when God delivered the children of Egypt out of Israel. And it's like, I literally put my hand to my forehead while I was, you know, sitting at a traffic light, and I was like, I can't believe that I inverted my words like that. As much as we strive to communicate to the best of our abilities, the goal is to know God better, for him to live inside of us and to dwell with us. Don't forget the journey. I think I've probably mentioned on here before, when my wife and I and our kids would go on vacation, and our vacations, you got to go back when my kids were young. Most places didn't have tremendous amounts of vacation. When I mean, if we got 2 weeks a year, if there's 1 week to go visit my parents and 1 week to go visit her parents, that was what our vacations looked like. And so whenever we were traveling, because they were, you know, each over 1,000 miles away, that I would want to get there. I thought the goal was to get where they were, to spend time with them. And my wife helped me to understand, yeah, that's important, but let's enjoy the journey while we're on our way to the destination. And I want to remind all of us as believers that heaven is the destination, but the journey we're on should be a joy filled, not just a duty filled lifestyle. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And if you are not experiencing currently the joy that has been provided to us as believers through God, I want to ask you to remember what David prayed. God, would you restore to me the joy of my salvation? So, I believe that Christians should be the most jubilant people on the planet. It's not that everything is going to be hilarious. Not everything is going to be pleasant, but the joy of doing life with God should make a difference in us. He says, I will not leave you orphans. I will not leave you without that relational dynamic. He said, I will come to you. So, verse number 19. A little while longer and the world will see me no more, but you will see me because I live, you will live also. At that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. Okay, we've heard that a couple of times now. We'll hear it more. And it says, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. I was at a meeting a few years ago, and there was a pastor, and he was talking about a conversation that he had had with God. I realized that, you know, through some of the relational situations that I have gone through, that many times, if we're not careful, we can allow the devil to make us think that even though God loves us, he may not be thrilled with us, or we may not be good enough, or things like that. Unbelievers right now, and sometimes believers, will get the sense of affirmation from other people in their life. Social media clicks, have a positive emotional aspect on the people who make those posts. I want to remind you today that if you're a believer and you're doing life with God and you're watching over his word, keeping his word, obeying, and it's your desire to please him, he loves you. He loves you. And in a world filled with rejection, to know that God loves me is therapeutic, but it is so encouraging as well. It is one of humanity's greatest needs to be loved. And God says, no one can do it better than me. No one will love you better than God. I remember praying one time. I was walking towards my car and God said, you know, I've brought you to some places that you could have never got to on your own. And I said, yes, sir, you have. And he said, I've been better to you than you could have ever been to yourself. And I said, yes, sir, you have. And this lifestyle of love, we get it taken for granted so much. There are so many people feeling unloved or in hopeless situations. There's tremendous crises that are going on with people, and you know, the hopelessness of life. I've known way too many people who thought that life was not worth living anymore, and they aren't living anymore. I want to let you know that Jesus promised all of us that if we love him, if we keep his commandments, it is he who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. That word manifest means to reveal or make himself known to us in a clear, discernible, and way that is clearly evident. That's what the will of God is. He wants to make himself known to us. The intellectuals, the quote-unquote intellectuals of the world, would try and have us to believe that there is no proof for God, that there is no evidence that Jesus was the Son of God, that there was no supernatural activity taking place from God in 2026, at the same time acknowledging that there is demonic activity that is going on, to think that God would let the devil run amok in his creation while not actively involved in his creation himself is a mental disconnect. I will tell you this, that God wants to reveal himself. The Word of God is of tremendous benefit for that. I can, one of the things that is going on, I believe it's a sad reality, there are people who are looking to disconnect from actual relationships, and they're trying to survive on social media relationships and videos and things like that. And now one of the greatest hobbies that is going on is that people want to socially isolate themselves from being around other people, and as if dealing with people was a horrible problem instead of a wonderful blessing. I want you to know that Jesus wants to make himself known, and being in the Word of God, being in prayer because we love him, and fellowshipping with other believers is one of the best ways that we can see God making himself known in a real and tangible way. It's clear, and there's plenty of evidence. I will tell you this, in my journey, a lot of times I see the evidence when I turn around and I look at where God has brought me from. And a lot of times people say, well, there were some horrible things that happened. But, and I'm not denying that. I'm just telling you this, God can bring us through the horrible things into the place where we have even greater appreciation for who he is, for how much he loves us, for what he has done for us, for what he has provided for us. My prayer for you, my prayer for me, my prayer for Merit Assembly of God is this, that we would see God making himself known in us and through us in Brevard County to an even greater degree in 2026 than ever before. God bless you. You have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.